Well, last year, Pixar Entertainment released a movie called The Good Dinosaur. And the story revolves around the concept that apparently the asteroid or the meteor didn't hit Earth, and therefore dinosaurs did not die out, and dinosaurs and humans are on the Earth at the same time. And the movie revolves around a story between one particular dinosaur named Arlo and one particular human boy about 5 or 6 years old named Spot. And they are swept down the river. They find themselves far from home, and they begin an adventure, a journey, trying to get back home. There's lots of movies where two unlikely characters get together for an adventure. I'm thinking of things like The Jungle Book and Ice Age. And as you know, in those stories, it's not just about getting back to the destination or back to their home. It's about the adventure that takes place along the way. There's lots of funny, lots of scary, times even dangerous aspects of the adventure. And we know as we watch the story, it's not just about reaching the destination, but it's about the growth process that takes place along the way. As they have these challenges and these trials and these experiences, they become transformed. They changed. And so when they get back home, they're not the same as they were when they left. In the movie The Good Dinosaur, there's actually a clip where Arlo and Spot are trying to get to know each other. They're learning about where each other came from, learning about what's important to each other, or rather, who's important to them. We began this year at Mount Horeb with a sermon series called Story. And in that, we learned that in any good story, there are lots of twists and turn, incidents that shape and transform the characters in the story. We learned that just as those happen in any good story, those are also often woven into the fabric of our own life stories as well. We know that in our own life stories that there are few constants. Things change. Locations change. Relationships come and go. Jobs change. Even our own interests and hobbies oftentimes change. There are a few constants, but some of those constants include our God, our family, and our eternal destination. Now, when we talk about journeys, I have to admit, I am a destination traveler. And what I mean by that is, when we go on vacation, I don't believe the vacation starts until we get to the destination. I want to get there as quick as possible so the vacation can start. I remember when our girls were younger, we would actually put them in like those kind of running clothes and put them in bed at night, the night before we were going to leave, so that we could get up like 4 or 5 in the morning. We could yank them out of bed, strap them in the minivan, and off we would go. I wanted to get there as quick as possible, and we only stopped for fuel and food, and we always followed my number one rule of travel: don't drink a 32-ounce soda if you only have a 24-ounce bladder. I want to always get there as quick as I can, but as I've gotten older, I've learned that the shortest and quickest route is not always the best. That sometimes it's the journey that makes the difference, just not the destination. The journey is important. Now, this morning we are looking at a very well-known scripture passage, a passage from Matthew 28, where Jesus has been resurrected and he meets with the disciples and he gives them a commission. This passage is often called the Great Commission. And he says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. Jesus gives his disciples a great commission. Our mission statement here at Mount Horeb is based on this scripture passage: to make, mature, mobilize, and multiply disciples of Jesus Christ, because we believe that's what God has called us to do. Unfortunately, we often misread this passage. It's not our fault, it's the way that most English translations translate this passage. And the way we misread it is we often think that the important verb here that Jesus is giving, the command that Jesus is giving to us, is the verb to go. Jesus tells us to go, but that's not a verb. It is not a command. It's actually a participle. Okay, I had to look it up too this week, okay? What's a participle? It's a verb that is used as an adjective. When Jesus says to go, that's one of the participles he uses in this passage. Now, there is a verb, but it's not to go. There's actually two other participles in the passage as well, to baptize and to teach. What's the significance of that? Well, whatever it is Jesus is commanding us to do here, he's using these words to tell us how we're supposed to do it. So when he says, I want you to do something, he's saying, I want you to do it by going, by baptizing, and by teaching. So what's the command? What is it that Jesus is actually telling us to do? What's the verb here that's in the imperative tense? It's the verb disciple. You see, we often read this passage and we think we need to go and make a disciple, like we would send an Emmanuel team out to build a ramp. Go and make a ramp. Or we'd have a flood relief team come in and say, go and repair a house. We often see disciples being made, and that's the noun, and that's the product that we're supposed to produce, and that's not what Jesus is saying here. Jesus is saying, I want you to go and disciple. And I want you to do that by going and by baptizing and teaching. And if you go and teach and baptize, then disciples will be made as you go through life. See, the mistake is we often think of discipleship or making disciples as the fruit of some special evangelistic effort that we do. We think that Jesus is calling these disciples and calling us to go on a mission trip, when rather what Jesus is saying is life is a mission trip. And as you go through life, as you are on the journey, be about the process of discipleship along the way. Now, many of you know that Cassie and I will be leaving Mount Horeb in a couple of months. I have appreciated all the words of encouragement, the prayers, and the support. I will say one of the things I've had trouble with, though, is when people say congratulations on your promotion. Because it's not a promotion. Ministry's not about a career and a promotion and moving up the ladder. It's a calling in life. And when you say something's a promotion, you're automatically assuming, well, this position or this church is better than this position over here at this church, and that's not true. That's not the way the kingdom works. Now, you've also asked me, where am I going? And I know it's leaking out there, but I can actually officially announce this morning, because it will be announced there this morning in about 30 minutes there, that we will be going to the town of Prosperity to be the pastor at Whiteman United Methodist Church. Whiteman has been a shining star as a church in our annual conference. Unfortunately, they have been without a pastor since November. Their district superintendent, James Friday, has been filling in since November, and he would like to have me there 2 weeks ago. He is actually stepping down of that dual role of filling their pulpit and being their district superintendent. He's actually stepping down May 1st, which leaves about 7 or 8 weeks of them having an empty pulpit. I will be meeting with them tomorrow evening to talk about how we're going to fill that, because I certainly don't want to walk into a church that's had an empty pulpit for 7 or 8 weeks before I get there, although I guess that would be a pretty low bar to get over, wouldn't it, you know? But actually, I've already had conversations with Jeff and our preaching team here. And what we're hoping that will take place is over the next 7 or 8 weeks that our church will help fill the pulpit over there before we make that official transition in June. I want to thank Jeff and our preaching team for being willing to do that, because that's the way the kingdom is supposed to work. When a church doesn't have someone to deliver God's word, and we have such a wealth of talent here, we should be stepping up for the benefit of the kingdom and doing exactly that. And so Cassie and I will be leaving this place where we have had a mission for the past 13 years to make, mature, mobilize, and multiply disciples of Jesus Christ. And we'll be going to another church who has the mission statement based on those two great commandments that Jesus gives us. And their mission statement is very simple. Love God, love people, do stuff. And you know what? We can get excited about that. Why? Because just like the mission statement here, it's not only based on believing in Scripture, it's based on living out Scripture. We don't just say we believe it, we go out and we do stuff. Because that is what Jesus has called us to do. As we go through life, we do stuff. You know, there's a spot in the movie The Good Dinosaur where Arlo and Spot realize that the time for their journey has really come to an end, and it's time to begin a new one. You see, on their journey, they encounter a group of humans. And when they engage with Spot, Arlo realizes it's time for a change. And this is what it looks like. I pray that as we move forward, that I will not always be a destination traveler, that I will be about the journey. And as locations change, for you as pastoral leadership is tweaked a bit here, I pray that we will be about the journey, and that as we go, we will be about the process of discipling, bringing others to Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the journey. And our prayer is that you would call us to be about the process of discipleship, and we would look for each and every opportunity along the way to do that. That we wouldn't see mission as just something we do for 2 weeks when we go to a foreign country, or something we do when we leave this campus and build something or take food to somebody. But we would see each and every moment of our life as a time of mission, as a time of discipleship. Be with us as a church as we seek to make, mature, mobilize, and multiply disciples of Jesus Christ. And when we leave this place, may we love God, love people, and do stuff. Amen.